no point getting angry. I mean, I'm boiling inside, but we've got to do something about it. So everyone these days talks in cliches, and it's about actions, not words. So you can rip paint off walls and you can do those sorts of things, and the players will get what's coming to them. But it's about what we do about it that's going to make the difference.
Well, the captain of North Melbourne is Andrew Swallow, and he joins us on the line. I'd imagine be feeling pretty flat this afternoon. Andrew, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
We heard from your coach there. What was he like talking to you, and what was your own thoughts and emotions, I suppose, after the game, and what was your message to the boys?
Oh, yeah, Brad was obviously bitterly disappointed. He's usually pretty good, though, after a game, no matter win, loss or draw. Just likes to, I suppose, take stock and assess and wait to have a look at the, at the review and you know, you can get a bit more detail on what actually went on. So, you know, and from my point of view, it was, yeah, obviously it wasn't a great start. We were poor pretty much in every area of the game. So, you know, you don't want to start your season like that. And we'll have to go back and have a look and try and respond next week.
Can you explain what happened, how it felt out there as a player? Was it just, did it feel a bit like one of those days where just things weren't going right and the other team was obviously outstanding, but what was going through your mind even early in the game?
I think it started early on. We got smashed around the contested footy, and they were just getting the ball too easily out of the midfield. So, you know, I think when that sort of, that starts, and then from there they get a bit of a run on, and as you said, it did almost feel like one of those days where everything they did, was good, and everything we touched, pretty much, we couldn't do anything right. So, yeah, it was disappointing, but I suppose the only thing we can take away from that is only, round one. So, we've got plenty of time to try and respond and get our season back on track.
And have no doubt you will respond. You did it last year. One thing, a couple of questions for you, Andrew. When the ball got more than, we'll say, outside by a couple of metres outside of that outer centre circle at the centre bounces, the Crows got under every one of those footies. When it became a foot race over about 6 or 7 metres away from the centre bounce, the Crows won every one of them.
Yeah, no, fair point. We go back and have a look at that. We knew they were going to start a seventh off the back and try and get a bit of run through the through the back of the square. So we knew that going into the game, but as you said, every time the ball did just sort of bobble out of the immediate contest, they seemed to be the blokes getting there first. So have to have a look at out on the ground. It was pretty hard to assess exactly what was going on, but we'll have a look.
Andrew, your team should be a mature team now. Tracking your past, where you got to the preliminary final last year, you've been on the steady rise, yet the consistency of effort is not there. Because I saw players yesterday give everything they had on an occasion, and then sometime within the next 15 minutes, I won't say they gave up, but it was almost like they gave up. That's consistency of effort, and a mature team does not do that.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. I think guys are always out there having a crack and, trying their best, but sometimes the attitude and the way they attack the contest is not always quite there. And
that's maturity, though.
Yeah, but I think you're right. We have, our group should have matured a lot over the last, 12, 18 months. We've got in a couple of extra guys who are, mature recruits, so sort of bumped the age of the list up now, and we've got quite a few guys who are going on their, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth season. So, one thing that we're going to have to really have a look at. But as I said, it's round one, so we can go and try and respond over the next couple of weeks.
Andrew, what do you say to Joel Tippett? I mean, it was obviously he ran into a force yesterday with Tex, but I guess you're looking at the back line. And even over the final series last year, it was the really big guys that seemed to get a hold of you, your defenders. Now, you need someone like Tippett and Tarrant to really stand up, in my opinion, this year. But, look, he didn't have a great day. But what do you say to the young man going into next week?
He probably admitted he didn't have the greatest of days. But in saying that, I felt pretty sorry for him.
It was coming down quite easily, wasn't it?
We didn't help him out in the midfield at all. I think you could have probably chucked anyone down there and they would have kicked the bag because it was just coming out that easy. So he's just got to get back to what he does best, and you know he's put on a fair bit of weight, so he can out muscle those sort of guys. But he's just got to get back to some training, and hopefully he can respond next week, and whoever the Lions have got down forward, he can take one of those big boys.
Andrew, it's Mark Robinson. First of all, I want to say congratulations for having the balls to talk to Fox Footy at halftime after that second quarter.
Yeah, well done.
It was great insight, and I was looking forward to what you said, and not a lot of players or football clubs would agree to that, so that's a great insight into the game.
North have always been great. Yeah, always.
Second thing, watching the game, and that, yes, they were faster, and they won the loose ball, and Tex took marks, and Dangerfield did this and did all that. It seemed to me, and it's very, very simple to me, but it seemed to me they were ferocious in their attitude, and North Melbourne's attitude was several layers below that. They're like, there's the contest, let's go. And 18 Crows ran at the North Melbourne 18 and started going. And from there in that second quarter, there was just no comeback. There was no fight back. Was that the most disappointing bit?
Yeah, I suppose it is. I think especially round one, you know, you build it up all pre-season and you just think the guys are going to be chomping at the bit to get out there and really attack the contest and just be looking forward to playing some footy. So that was, you know, disappointing. I thought, there's guys out there having a crack, but we just didn't have enough guys across the, you know, from the 18 blokes who were out on the field. And it probably felt sometimes that there's a couple of guys almost one out trying to get us back into the game, but you're not going to get that consistency of effort across the four quarters without, 15, 16 contributors. So that was super disappointing, especially, you know, we had no excuses. You know, we were going into the game fresh. Everyone should have been 100% right. So, that was disappointing.
It's difficult because you sort of have to sort of bat away all the criticisms right now. But Dermot spoke about that level of effort. Explain the first 12 minutes of the third quarter when you got the margin back from... What was it? 58?
May as well have been 100.
Six in a row, didn't it?
To 30?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Back to 5 goals. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'm looking at it going, this is the North Melbourne. This is fantastic. Unbelievable. Get there together at halftime. Speak about it. Look at the errors. Fix them up. And then after that sort of 12 minutes, it fell away again.
Yeah, I think it just shows that we are capable of being able to perform like that. But you've got to do it for a whole game, and you've got to get that consistency of effort as you spoke about, and we just we had it there for probably 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and that was it. It is disappointing, it's hard to, the criticism is going to come and you just sort of have to cop it on the chin, and I think Scotty spoke about it in his aftermatch. It's all about actions now, so we can talk as much as we want, but really at the end of the day it doesn't
Who runs the review? Does the coach run the review, or does he invite the players to have strong voices in the review?
He'll run a fair bit of it, but we'll try and sit down with him as a leadership group and go through it before the rest of the boys see it, just so that we can actually try and deliver a few messages. Rather than just always coming from him. Sometimes you get a greater effect when it's actually coming from your peers, and you can actually put it on, certain blokes or for whatever they've done. And it sort of, can have or hold more weight.
I was going to say, Andrew, do you sit down with the leadership group and say, you know what, or sit down with the coaches more to the point and say, you know what, let me take this, let us take this? Because like you said, it does come across a lot better. It's a lot harder when it's coming from you, Petrie, and these types of players. So is it at that point, look, I know it's round one, but is that a point where you think to yourself, you know what, let me take this because I'm going to give a couple of guys some wax?
We'll go back and have a bit more of a look tomorrow, and if we think it might need to go that way, we'll go that way. But, there are times that you're 100% right where you've just got to say, you know what, the coaches... is helpless in a lot of ways. He puts the game plan down, but we're the ones who are actually running out there and trying to deliver it. So sometimes we just got to say, you know what, boys, this is not acceptable, and give them a right whack.
Brad Scott made mention that you guys expected an ambush. What was the ambush he spoke of? And if you expected it, how come they ambushed you?
Oh, we just knew that they were going to come out. They had a great pre-season under a new coach, and you're going into a hostile environment. So, you know, I think anyone would have gone over there expecting them to come out and fired up. And
So the ambush is just home track, 50,000 rabid Crow supporters. 60, was it? Yeah, and they're just going to attack you ferociously. Yeah.
And that's why I think we're sitting here so disappointed, because it was.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, we knew it was coming, and as you go into any game, you expect a contest, and we just weren't up for it, as we should have been. So we've just got to go away and work on it now. So it's pretty simple.
Brisbane this week. You can't sort of hang in the negative for too long, can you?
No, I think you don't want to just brush away a game. I know we say it's round one, and we'll have a look at it tomorrow really closely. We'll examine what we need to. Blokes will cop their whack if they need to, but then we've got to move on. Brisbane this week, and then I think Port Adelaide next
big
week.
Big 5 weeks coming up. Port Adelaide, Geelong, Hawthorn, Richmond.
The cycle just keeps going. So I think you get, look at Sydney last year. I think they lost their first two and three out of their first four. So you can rebound from this. It's just disappointing. It's been a nicer way to would have been better to get off to a nicer way of the season, with a win. But that's the way it is, and we'll go about and work hard now.
Can I make one last point to you, Andrew, for me, and that is these types of and I have no doubt you will come out and you will smack the floor with 14, 15 other teams. I honestly believe you are top four material and deservedly so, given the ability and the plotting of where this team is. But as long as this team allows things like yesterday to creep in once every blue moon, you won't touch the top end of that top four. Is that a fair point?
I think it is. It's just by the pure fact that you're not going to win enough games to be able to get up to that top end. So, we need to get that consistency from start to finish. You look at Hawthorn, you rarely see them get smacked out of the park, and when they do get beaten, it's only a few goals here or there. So we've got a lot of work to do. We've said that all through the pre-season, but we think we're building. We think we've got a good list together, a lot of depth, but that means nothing if we don't go in with the right attitude. So we just got to go back and try and find that.
Well done, Andrew, for fronting up today.
Good on you.
Mate, brilliant, buddy.
Good on you.
You did the press conference this morning, and I don't know how many other stations you're doing today, but
just do ours, Andrew. That's right.
This is the worst part of being captain.
This is the best part about fighting back and confronting the issue the next day.
Jamie's right, though. They've got a very good list. They're a top four list. They will bounce
Thanks,
back
Andrew.
Very quickly.
Let him go, Moon.
He's still there, is he? Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
No worries, boys. It's just part of footy, and like all competitors, you just want to get back out there and try and rectify it on the weekend. So hopefully all our supporters will get out there, and we can put on a good show for them.
Good stuff. Thanks, Andrew Swallow, the captain of North Melbourne. To become a North member in 2015, simply head to the website membership.nmfc.com.au or call 1300 Kangas. They've ticked over 35,000 members already, which is terrific.